Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tampa.
I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toys. I found a new pastime, well on. Whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game, I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by.
Oh yeah, a little bit of girl watching here going on. Good morning, and welcome to Freedom Works. That is the Occasions. I wonder if they were one-hit wonders. I have to ask Ed that later, the Occasions. He's nodding, yes. That was a good song, though. I am Paul Malloy, as I said, and along with Big Ed, we thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, November the 10th, exactly 1 week from the election, believe it or not. In a few minutes, Ryan Young of the Competitive Enterprise Institute is going to join us. We're going to talk about some of the down-ballot victories for the free market in last Tuesday's election. Yeah, there were a bunch. There were a bunch, and maybe they will ring very important down the road, so stay tuned for that. And Nancy Pelosi refuses to denounce socialism. She refuses to denounce socialism while Democrat Senator Joe Manchin is beginning to act like a Republican. Wait till you hear what he says. We're going to talk about it. We're going to take a look at the latest on the vote counting dispute with the proprietor of the Barber poll, Andrew Ceraci. And we're going to look at how the TV networks are actually taking a slide rule to the number of blacks and other minorities on their programs. Have you noticed? We're going to tell you all about it. And in our ultimate top 10, we're going to stay political. The top 10 longest-serving U.S. senators. Let's see if Ed will know who is number one. By the way, Freedom Works, sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580 Main Street in Dunedin. But you got to call first, 727-733-3773. And also do not forget, every morning, start your day with Good Morning Clearwater, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Paul and Tracy Allen will start off your day with the latest in news, entertainment, sports, the whole bit. The whole bit. By the way, they create some beautiful posters. I got one. They also create flyers, banners, business cards. So don't forget Paul and Tracy Allen, Good Morning Clearwater. All right, well, another day, and are we still waiting to see who's president? Are we going to officially tell you that Joe Biden is now going to be wandering into the White House? I wonder if they let him go without a limo, if he could find his way to the White House these days. You know, he's getting kind of up there. He's, what, 77? He'll be 81 at least when he leaves. He's going to be the oldest man to become president. Did you know that? The oldest man ever to take the office of president. Very interesting. Meanwhile, we got some interesting things going on with the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, is the Speaker of the House, at least as of my checking my watch right now, she's the Speaker of the House. She is refusing to denounce socialism as the left-wing ideology continues to drive a wedge within the Democratic Party. And as she works to lock down enough support to be Speaker of the House again. You know, she's got a whole bunch of liberals, like the odd squad, we call them, that don't want her to continue to be the Speaker of the House. during a press conference, you know, was it last Friday? She acknowledged that there's a difference of opinion among members of her caucus, as a rift between the moderates and the progressives seems to have expanded. So which side is she going to be on, right? Now, back in 2019, she insisted, she was on 60 Minutes, she insisted that socialism was not the view of the Democrats. She insisted it, but not so much anymore. Self-described socialist Bernie Sanders is going to be in there. He's probably going to get a good shot at having some sort of a position under Joe Biden. God forbid. Can you imagine a guy like that? I mean, come on. I honestly, every time I hear that guy talk, I can't believe he's a, I can't believe he's a senator. I don't know. Just, he doesn't have any. What kind of American values does that guy have? He has more Russian values, it seems to me. He's crazy. Anyway, here is something rather interesting about all of this. The subject of socialism is now becoming a big issue behind closed doors with the Democrats. A leaked recording from a Democratic caucus call shows Abigail Spanberger, now she's a Democrat from Virginia, saying that socialism, in addition to the defund the police rhetoric, were to blame for all those congressional defeats by those Democrats. See? Here we go. We're going to start tearing each other apart underneath all of that. Then, the other thing is Joe Manchin. Did you hear what he said? He went on Fox News yesterday, or last night, and he said, I want to make it clear, I will not vote to expand the Supreme Court. And I will not vote to knock off, what is it that they do when they continue to talk and you can't stop them? I can't think of the term. Anyway, he's going to be, I'm thinking he's going to turn into a Republican. He might even, you know, I've seen it, where a congressman or a senator, right in the middle of their term, says, by the way, I've become a, and he'll be the other party. Isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
He says this. Here's what he said. Let me be clear. I will not vote to pack the courts, and I will not vote to end the filibuster. The filibuster is the word I was thinking of. I will not vote to end the filibuster. He says the U.S. Senate is the most deliberative body in the world. It was made so that we work together in a bipartisan way. If you get rid of the filibuster, there's no reason to have a Senate. In other words, the majority just whatever they want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't stop them. So that's kind of interesting. I do think, now Joe Manchin's been acting like a, remember, he is really the last of the blue blood Democrats in the Senate. The guy actually does have some conservative values.
Is Nancy Pelosi up for re-election?
Well, she, yes, she was re-elected. Every a congressman is up for election every 2 years. So, she, yes, every
wow.
All 435 House members were up for election. So she was reelected. Everybody knew it. She's from San Francisco.
Right.
You know.
So now some are saying they don't want her returning as Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House. She has to be, her party has to select the Speaker of the House. Yeah.
If I had my way, she wouldn't be Speaker of the third floor ladies' room.
Well, I'm just listening to her try to speak, and I'm beginning to think she can't. If she's the Speaker, I think it's time that she's been, she's been spoken for. Let's just get her out, get somebody else. Of course, you might get something worse. You might get a real progressive or socialist or whatever you want to call it that gets in there. So maybe, you know, next to Nancy, that would look worse. So you never know. Anyway, let us take our break. We're going to look at some of the down ballot victories for the free market. So don't go away.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. the best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Tune in to Old East Channel Radio every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Do you remember the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Well, we'll be playing the greatest hits as well as plenty of songs from the B-side. This show is sure to bring back memories. So pull out your record collection, adjust your antenna, and listen to Old East Channel Radio Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshu.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Tuesday and delighted to have back Ryan Young, who is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're going to take a look at some down ballot victories for the free market. I mean, we're thinking about the presidential election, you know, and the senators and congressmen and all that kind of thing. But remember, you get all these referendums on different things, and they're very, very important. Ryan, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, indeed. And, you know, we don't think about this, but indeed, I've been looking at some of the things that the Competitive Enterprise Institute has listed as some victories. And there are some apparently in California, I guess Illinois, Oregon. Tell us a few of them. Let's start with California, since it's the biggest state. What are some of the victories?
Sure.
What are some of the victories there for the free market?
The biggest one is Proposition 22, and this one could actually have national implications. About a year ago, the California legislature passed Assembly Bill 5, and that law is, they call that the gig worker law. What that would do is it would require Uber and Lyft and a lot of gig companies to reclassify their drivers. Instead of independent contractors, they would be formal employees.
Oh, yeah, right.
That would make them easier to unionize. It would make it, they would have to be eligible for benefits, higher pay, that sort of thing, some of which is nice. But really, it's essentially a stealth labor organizing drive. And what happened is it immediately backfired. It didn't just hit the ride sharing companies, it hit journalists, it hit translators who work for courts and hospitals, actors and musicians and production crews, which in California is a big deal.
Right.
So the legislature passed an oops bill to try to remove, exempt some of those unintended targets. But then voters had their say with Proposition 22. What they said is, we don't want it applying to the ride-sharing companies either. It's going to double prices, and the companies were threatening to leave California altogether. And this has national implications, because New York was considering a similar law, and then just this year Congress actually passed a federal version of that gig worker law. And the prospects for those, because of what happened in California, a very blue state, have now considerably dimmed. So that's a very big victory, and a national one, not just a state level.
Yeah, you know, finally some Californians are getting some common sense. I'm thinking about the Uber thing and Lyft, you know? I mean, you know what's going to happen when they get overregulated, like the cab companies. The prices go up. Everybody knows that. I mean, this is a free market concept. It keeps the prices down. It's the same thing for everybody else. You talk about the actors. Indeed, now that they figured out, you know, that actors are independent contractors, I mean, it's the same thing there. People starting to figure out maybe that the free market is starting to work even in California.
Yeah, well, the whole reason there was an opening in the market for companies like Uber and Lyft is because the monopoly legacy taxi industry was overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
We have a solution to that, and now they try to legislate the old way back in.
Yeah, you're right about this. This is a huge victory. Also, in Illinois. Now, here's another blue state. Tell us about what's going on in Illinois.
Sure, I'm happy to, especially since I live in Illinois.
Oh, yeah? I used to be there.
It's okay.
Right outside Chicago. I have a few tears for everything, the way things are going. But anyway, so what's the good news from the Prairie State?
Well, as most of your listeners know, Illinois has a severe pension crisis. It's underfunded, and the state constitution requires a constitutional amendment before any reductions in pensions can be made. And it's unsustainable. Eventually, the state may well have to declare bankruptcy. So rather than improve those structural problems, the legislature wanted to raise taxes. But the Constitution also requires Illinois to have a flat income tax, unlike the federal tax, which is progressive. So they introduced a fair tax amendment that was put up to vote this election. And that would allow a progressive income tax, not that big a deal by itself, but it would also make it much easier for the legislature to raise taxes at any point in the future. That is a much bigger deal. And voters said no to it by about 55-45. So they didn't just say no by a little in a blue state. They said no by a lot. And that's going to force the legislature to consider spending less rather than tax more. It's going to take a little bit for the message to sink in, but it seems like Illinois is finally improving its trajectory just a little bit.
Oh, that's good news. You know, between California and Illinois, with all of the spending, and I know in Illinois, the pension funds, and I remember how the legislature would give in to this, the teachers' unions and some of the others, just allow, you know, especially for their retirement funds, because they weren't going to be around to worry about it when the time came to pay it. And now the time has come to pay off all of that stuff. They can't find the money. That's why they're going bankrupt.
Yeah, in Illinois, where you have feather bedding and patronage jobs, a very common scheme was to have someone, an ally, just have them work as a substitute teacher, some no-show government job for a year, which qualifies you for a pension that could potentially be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of you having to pay, the taxpayers pay that. That is not a sustainable business model, and hopefully the election results with the fair tax amendments will nudge the legislature in a better direction. It also helps that the Speaker of the legislature is embroiled in a corruption scandal involving bribes and, I believe, at least $200 million in payments to a local utility.
Oh, yeah, is that Mike Madigan, who, by the way, has been there forever? Even when I was a kid, he was there. He must be 89 years old by now.
He's 78, I believe. He's been Speaker for 36 years and Chairman of the Illinois State Democratic Party for 22.
Unbelievable.
And there's finally people starting to move against him, and this was between the corruption scandal and the fair tax amendment, it's not looking very good for him.
Wow. We're talking with Ryan Young. Both of us are from Illinois, for goodness sake. I didn't know Ryan was from there. And we're talking about free market victories across the country, and we've talked about two states, California and Illinois. You know, with Illinois in particular, and California too, businesses are leaving. Why are they finally understanding that businesses need some sort of, I guess, security, stability, and some thought that they're not going to be taxed to death?
It's going to take more reminders than the ones voter just gave them, but it helps. It helps. There's more to do, but what we've seen was very refreshing.
I would think so. Let's go to Oregon. Which has had their share of trouble, especially in Portland recently. But what is going on there that is a victory for the free market?
I'd say this is a victory for more than just the free market. This is a victory for the rule of law. What Oregon did, and this doesn't sound like rule of law at first, they legalized possession of all hard drugs, so not just marijuana like a lot of other states are doing, and five other states did just this election, but all drugs, even the hard ones, cocaine, heroin.
Wow.
And the reason this is a victory for the rule of law is because if you think back to alcohol prohibition and a lot of the excesses of the ongoing drug war today, if you want people to respect the law, they have to be able to respect it. They have to be able to. And that kind of cultural value isn't something you can legislate from the top down. It's more of a bottom-up thing. And a lot of those laws, people were just openly flouting anyway, especially in Oregon. And so when you have laws that are more respectable, you're going to have more people obeying it and thinking well of it, just at a conversational, cultural level. And that could have long-term positive impacts in Oregon. It also removes an avoidable source of antagonism between police and large segments of their communities, mm-hmm. especially since in a lot of minority-heavy areas, the drug laws are not evenly enforced, we'll put it that way.
Yeah, indeed.
So that can refocus law enforcement on higher priorities.
You know, we're a libertarian kind of conservative program, and I've always espoused the idea that once you're an adult, if you're not hurting anybody else, you should be free to do whatever you would like. And obviously that also includes, smoking, drinking, and drugs. But you got to be kind of careful about all of that. I always worry about children, those that have not reached the age of whatever you want to call it, with drug possession and the like. But so now in Oregon, let's say I'm driving down the road. Can I have a whole thing of cocaine sitting on the next seat as long as I'm not imbibing it? Am I okay?
I'm not quite sure to the extent they decriminalize it, whether it's small amounts or whether you have 100 kilos in your trunk.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, if they decriminalize it, can't I have a whole bunch of bags in the trunk or in the back seat or something?
It's specified possession. If they think you're going to sell it, I think they will still act against you. And, of course, the federal government will still enforce those laws.
Oh, yes.
So what we're seeing is one part of a larger, slow process.
So this is, and you talked about, five or six other states that are currently allowing, decriminalizing marijuana, slowly but surely. Marijuana, it sounds to me like it's going to be like cigarette smoking. It's going to be okay, right? I'm not sure about the others, but if Portland is, if Oregon is starting to do it, you would think some of the other states will join, especially like Washington and California.
Probably. In fact, Portugal tried something similar at a national level, and addiction rates there have actually gone down.
They have.
The Netherlands has also been pretty permissive, and their culture remains intact. They remain healthy and prosperous, pandemic notwithstanding.
Wow.
So we'll see how it goes in Oregon. I think it'll go okay, and I think, depending on the impact it has on law enforcement, which I think will be positive for officers and for the community, we could see that spreading, even though I personally strongly disapprove of drug use.
Yes.
I think the drug war is actually worse.
It's worse under the regulation than it would be if we allowed it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's just, is prohibition the best way to deal with it?
Exactly. One more, I think. The state of Washington. We're out west now. Tell us about Washington.
Right next door to Oregon, they weren't focusing on drugs. They were focusing on plastic bags. A lot of places around the country have been banning or taxing plastic bags, mainly for environmental reasons. They want people to use paper or things that cause less environmental damage. The Washington state voters said no to a bag tax that has been in place since, I believe, last year. The problem is the vote is non-binding. It's an advisory referendum. So what happens is the voters have officially advised the legislature to repeal the bag tax, and the legislature can act on it or not. We'll see. If they're smart, they will, because voters could be still angry in 2 years' time. But since we're in a pandemic and reusable bags tend to make it far easier for germs to spread, I think removing a penalty on plastic bag use is a very smart policy. And my colleague, Angela Logan Massini, has done extensive work, not just on germs associated with plastic bags, but also their environmental goals as far as reducing litter. They fall short even on that goal. So getting rid of them is excellent policy, and hopefully other states will see what happened in Washington and listen to the voters there and realize that their own voters might be thinking the same thing.
Okay, so let me get this straight. With the plastic bags, and, here in Florida, we allow them. And I use them for other purposes when I get the plastic bags. It's great for cat litter and everything else. But what is the thing with the pandemic and the bags? In other words, if you continue to charge for the bags, it's going to hurt our situation with the pandemic?
Yeah. So what they want to do is nudge people towards using reusable canvas bags. You bring your own, you store them, and you wash them.
Okay.
But people don't wash them in the washing machines. That means they hold.
So you mean the canvas bags?
Buy meat and produce.
Got it. So the canvas bags could be a place where the disease or whatever could affect the food and everything else, right?
Yeah, especially meat and produce. It's not even close. Plastic bags are much safer, especially during a pandemic.
Yeah, because you can because they eventually are going to be discarded. You know, you can take them back to the grocery stores and this, that, and the other thing. But I'm glad to see that. Is Washington the only state right now with that 2 cents bag charge, or is that going on in some of the other states as well? I think it probably is, right?
Washington, D.C. has one.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe a number of other cities do. I'm not aware of any state level.
I think you're right.
It's been a trend in the last 5 years, yeah. And I think we're seeing an end to it in large part because of COVID.
Right. Ryan, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. You're just a fountain of knowledge. I'm delighted to hear about all of these down ballot free market victories. You know, we got to keep those things going on. Maybe, hopefully, people are waking up to the idea that when you have the free market, you're going to get the best product, lowest price anyway. And I'm glad that the Competitive Enterprise Institute is out there, you know, working on that idea. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Ryan Young. Okay, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, we got all kinds of things going on. We got we're still going on with the concern about who's going to become the president. We got Nancy Pelosi arguing on whether or not socialism should be part of the Democratic voice. We got Joe Manchin thinking he's going to turn Republican. We'll talk about all of this with the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceresi. You leave me.
Breathless.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Tuesday. By the way, we are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the great Tan Talk Radio Network. And if you can't listen to us live, thanks to Big Ed, you can listen to us through podcast. All you have to do is go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com. Click up at the top on the word podcast, and it'll open up. You can take your choice of programs. Ed sets them up with the latest program first. You'll know who the guest is that we're going to be talking with. You'll know the top 10. What else matters in life, right? OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, at least Donald Trump has the backing of Mitch McConnell. McConnell is backing the Trump campaign in its legal challenge of voting results in several battleground states, making his first public comments yesterday on the floor since the election. He said The core principle here is not complicated. In the United States of America, all legal ballots must be counted. Any illegal ballots must not be counted. The process should be transparent or observable by all sides, and the courts are here to work through concerns. So, Andrew the Master Barber, does that statement by Mitch McConnell make you feel better?
Oh, Paul, it made me feel better already this morning. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but they took Pennsylvania away from Biden. He no longer is the president-elect.
No, I didn't hear that. Where'd you hear that?
Yes, it's all over. It was on Newsmax. It's all over the computer. He's down to 259 electoral votes, sir.
They took away Pennsylvania. Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting news. I'm delighted to hear it. Now, if we can get him to take away, let's see, Arizona?
Yeah, he's moving up very close in Arizona.
Is he really?
I understand they have 600,000 votes to check yet.
Wow. Now,
yeah, he's only down like 14,000 in Arizona, okay, and have 600,000 votes to check. And
okay,
they're quite sure there's got to be 14,000 in there for Trump.
Okay, now I'm looking on the website of Fox News, and I don't see anything about them taking
away. Go on Newsmax.
Yeah, well, Newsmax, I will. Or maybe Ed can take a look at Newsmax while I'm kind of looking through. I wanted to go back and look here at the number of votes that at one point Biden was leading by. Now, here's the deal. Biden only had a 0.69% lead over Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. I mean, that means it was like about 40,000 votes separated them. So you know that in the city of Philadelphia, there's at least 40,000 dead people or 40,000 illegal votes stuck in there, right?
Well, it's all going to come out, Paul. I can guarantee you by this time next week, you're going to see all kinds of turmoil with this election. If people think Donald Trump is stupid, there's something wrong with them, Paul.
Yeah.
This guy knew this was going to go on for how long? Do you think he was sitting back doing nothing, thinking about it?
No, he's been talking about the whole concept for a long time.
So now he knows what's going on, believe me. He's confident, I'm confident. The man up above has got his shoulder, believe me. And he's going to bring out, and I'm going to tell you, there's only two things going to happen, Paul.
Yeah?
If Biden gets in, he gets in. If he doesn't get in and Trump shows all this fraud and what's going on in this country, you're going to see him back in office, and you're going to see whatever it's going to be is going to hit the fan with all these frauds.
Right.
It's going to happen, Paul. I got faith in it.
Well, and I'm hoping that we can keep our buddy in there. Let's see what happens. Now, in Georgia, we got both senators going in runoffs. And one of those challenging, one of the Democrats challenging one of the senators that are both Republican was the assistant pastor of a church that hosted and praised Fidel Castro in 1995.
And well, there's going to be a recount in Georgia.
Well, they're actually going, you know, that they're having a special election for both senators. You know that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, they're having a special election because neither, nobody got 50% of the vote in the two senatorial races there. And in Georgia, the rules are, unless you get 50% or more, there's a runoff between the top two finishers. So, Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock worked at a church that hosted the late Cuban dictator Fidel Castro in 1995, and apparently they were praising Fidel Castro. So, of course, now that the Republicans have unearthed that, you know they're going to be talking about that, right? And there is this scare about if the Democrats take over control of the Senate, then all the progressive or socialist policies can slide right through to Biden's desk, right?
It can slide through, Bob, but I can guarantee it, the people in this country will never let it get that far.
Yeah. Well, did you hear about Joe Manchin? We were talking about him a little earlier.
A little bit.
Joe Manchin came out and said, I will not vote to increase the Supreme Court, and I will not vote to take away the filibuster. These are Republican positions. I'm thinking that Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat in West Virginia, may declare himself a Republican at some point, even though he is a Democrat. Isn't that interesting? I think he feels the heat from some of his West Virginia, citizens.
Paul, I think a lot of the Democrats are feeling the heat about what's going down right now.
Yeah.
They're going to get caught, Paul. This has been going on for years and years and years. Everybody out there rolled over, played dead, let this happen. Trump's not going to let it happen, Paul. It's the integrity of the voting system of this country.
Yeah.
This state.
Well, there's been an outcry. And as I say, we got all of these. When do you think we're finally going to figure this out, Andrew, as to who's the president?
You know, you're going to see some more results come in next week. And Biden isn't going to be giving his speeches that he's been giving from the basement about everybody wearing their mask. Don't you think it's a coincidence how the all of a sudden the vaccine is 90% effective? Huh? After the election?
Well,
a bunch of baloney, Paul.
Oh, come on. You think that's a conspiracy? You think the drug company was waiting until after the election?
Of course.
Why?
Big pharma's
Why?
Again. Are you kidding me? Trump
Why?
Wants to cut the prices for all big pharma, Paul. They're making all kinds of money with these high prescription prices.
You think that they figured out that somehow if they waited until after?
Of course. Come on, Paul. What do you think, we just fall off the turnip truck?
No. I don't see the connection. I really don't. I mean, look, if Pfizer comes out with a vaccine, can you imagine how much money they're going to make? Right?
Well,
how much money they're going to make?
They're going to make money at one end, but they're going to be losing it at the other.
You mean by waiting until the president?
Of course.
What if Trump had been reelected? Then what? I mean,
probably wouldn't let it come out. They would have said it's still away yet.
Oh, God. You mean that they wouldn't allow? They're going to make they stand to make a ton of money, right? Because of the vaccine. If, of course, we're assuming that it will work. But
did you see Governor Cuomo already? We don't care as long as it's under the Trump administration. We won't distribute it.
Well, Cuomo, yeah. I mean, those guys.
Paul, I'm telling you, this is all going to go down, Paul.
Yeah.
The American people are not blind.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, Cuomo and some of those. Nuts on the left side. And then isn't Cuomo the guy that talks about wearing the mask, or is that his brother? And then he gets caught every other day without the mask.
Biden, what do you think about Biden's pick for the coronavirus team?
And which of the
nuts? The guy that says life ends at 75 years old. It's not worth living anymore.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that's he's the brother of the former mayor of Chicago. That's Emmanuel.
He's another nut.
Yeah, he's a nut. That's the doctor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's a complete wacko.
Yep,
he is a complete.
At 75 years old, their birthday present, they want to put you to sleep. What do you think? They're going to take you off the Social Security. If all these people are nuts, Trump is going to win. He is not the president-elect, Paul.
Yeah.
259 is down.
I got to find that. I tell you what, somehow Fox News hasn't picked up on it. I hope you're right.
Fox News isn't picking up on anything lately, Paul.
Yeah.
Fox News is done. You know, they were afraid Trump wasn't going to win the election and they're going to lose all their crowd. So they started, you know, catering to the other half, thinking they'll pull more audience in.
Oh, no.
Fox is done, Paul.
Oh, they're not. Look, they got all kinds of conservatives. All night they are conservatives. Every single
conservatives,
one.
Conservatives are all moving. You see what they did to Judge Jean Saturday night?
No, what did they do?
They wouldn't let her take her show on the air because she was going to talk about voter fraud.
They've been talking about voter fraud on Sean Hannity. They have been talking about voter fraud on Sean Hannity. They were talking about it all through the show last night.
They took her off Saturday night, buddy.
They took her off for other reasons. They might have taken her off because they wanted to continue with the election coverage of the disputed things.
It's amazing they do that with Judge.
Yeah, but then I don't know.
Jeanine
Pirro is fine, and she's going to do her show. I mean, I just know this. You can't say that because it isn't true. It had nothing to do with it. And,
I don't know.
Sean Hannity is on, starting with Brett Baer at 6 o'clock. Then they go to that Martha McCallum at 7. They're both conservatives. Then they got our buddy at 8 o'clock is a conservative. Then Sean Hannity at 9 o'clock. And then they got that blonde-haired woman at 10 o'clock. They're all conservatives. It's nothing but conservative programs.
Their ratings have dropped big time.
No, their ratings are going through the roof.
And
their ratings are going through the roof. They've got
Newsmax is stopping them.
Anyway, we I'm delighted to hear that the votes are turning towards Donald Trump. That'll be very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Like I say, Paul, he didn't let this just slide. People are underestimating.
Yeah. Well,
and it's all going to come tumbling down at one time, I believe.
Very interesting.
It's either all going to come tumbling down or it's all going to disappear, Paul.
Wow.
There's no in between.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, let's keep our fingers crossed. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Don't worry about Fox News. I think it's going to stay plenty conservative. They're making too much money.
Well, I could tell you, I don't watch them no more.
You don't watch them? Well, I know. Nope. You watch One American News, right, or whatever it is.
I watch One America's News, and I watch Newsmax.
Yeah, Newsmax is good, too. All right, my friend. Well, may the Trump be with you, and we'll be talking again on Friday.
You got it, Paul. Okay. Trump be with you, too, brother.
All right. The Master Barber. Andrew, I don't know. He seems to think that Fox News is turning liberal. I don't know about that. I've been watching it. Seems to me they're staying pretty conservative during the evening. I mean, they used to have that Shepard Smith. He quit. And now the show that's replaced him is conservative. It's a 3 o'clock Bill Hemmer, and he's a conservative. So I don't know why he thinks that. Maybe it's not conservative enough for him to some extent. Anyway, let's take our final break, and when we come back, we're going to look at how the TV networks are not taking a slide rule to the number of blacks and other minorities on their programs.
You say it's time to stay behind. All I wanted was to hold you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question, get an answer, free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of Freedom Works. And Ed, you like to watch some of these programs. Do you watch any of those reality shows on a regular basis?
I watch Survivor, Imagining Race.
Yeah, do you watch Love Island or something like that?
No, that just looked like a ripoff of the Bachelorette thing.
Did you watch Big Brother? You watched that?
No, that drove me crazy, no. Okay.
Well, CBS has announced a new diversity pledge. They announced it yesterday. That'll have a visible impact on the staple of reality shows. All future casts will contain at least 50% black, indigenous, and people of color. I guess there was a lot of complaining by some of the contestants that were minorities that there wasn't enough of them, like on the island or wherever they all go. And so this means like Survivor, Big Brother, Love Island, we're far more diverse. Here's the president and CEO of CBS Entertainment. The reality TV genre is an area that's especially underrepresentative and needs to be more inclusive across development, casting, and production, and all phases of storytelling. As we strive to improve all of these creative aspects, the commitments announced today, meaning yesterday, are important first steps in sourcing new voices to create content and further expand the diversity in our unscripted programming as well as on our network. This follows several Survivor contestants speaking out about the lack of diversity in the long-running show's cast.
Well, that is one I watch.
Yeah, so...
But there, you know, there are certain physical commitments to that show. In other words, you can't go there if you're... I don't know, if you got two bum knees and a bum hip, you can't go. Because there's a lot of physical stuff going. And sorry, but I got to tell you that anytime that I've watched it, that African-Americans, when it comes to the water things, they opt out. And they, because they don't do.
I'm not trying to. The blacks don't swim.
Basically. I mean, no. I'm just saying that some people don't. If you're a white guy, okay, and you want to get on Survivor, and they tell you there's going to be a lot of water activity, and you can't swim, you got to opt out.
Mm-hmm.
They won't take you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they
That's interesting.
They vet people pretty well. You know, they want to know if you do.
So do you think that they should have more diversity? Let's just forget about the water.
I don't care who it is. I mean, it's just like a job. You want the best person for the job. They look for personality. When they interview you, you go through a rigorous process of probably three or four interviews. They want personalities is what they want.
Yeah.
And it could be a black guy, be a white guy.
Yeah,
I mean, an orange guy, a green guy. Who knows?
I think you're right. What do you think about taking a slide rule and figuring out how many of what percentage and how many of
them? As a country, we're going to start going there?
Well,
seriously?
Apparently on CBS you are.
Should the NBA say, whoa, wait a minute, we need more white guys in here?
Yeah, right. No, I agree with what you're saying. However, there's also the idea that if CBS, which is a free market corporation, decides that they want 80% Eskimos or whatever, you know, you can say that's crazy, but then you can say, well... You know, it's a free market. You can do what you want. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But it wouldn't be good for the ratings. It would be the same thing, would it not, for the NBA, right? If you had more whites and less blacks.
But it's not been a problem since somebody, I guess, wrote a memo. You know, one guy writes a complaint. All of a sudden, we've got to change everything. We got to take Aunt Jemima off the shelves, you know? Right. But I'm telling you, Survivor is a very, very rigorous sport, an activity.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to be athletic.
You're going to swim in the ocean.
Be athletic, yeah.
And people freak out on that. I've seen people freak out on that on the show.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have to be a black person. It could be
anybody. They've gotten in the water and they've
scary.
Freaked out.
Yeah.
You know, it's and they get voted
what
off.
What we call the Natalie Wood complex. Remember Natalie Wood?
Yeah, I know, but there was something more to that.
I know.
There was something more to that, but
she probably got
there have been African Americans that have won it, you know, multiple times.
Right.
You know, it doesn't come down. That's one show that doesn't come down to skin color.
So you still like it? You said you watch Survivor, right?
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, so it's doing well.
Yeah.
Do you think they should tamper with it?
It's like the 30th season. I think they're going to ruin it if they tamper it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we're going to say we didn't get a good cast because we had to get these guys that don't really fit.
But is it not filtering into movies and everything else too now?
Sure.
Other TV shows?
When someone writes a memo, we got to change everything.
Even look at the commercials now. That you notice.
Sure.
Every commercial has to include a minority.
Yeah.
Has to include a minority.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, I'm glad, and in a way, I think... That's kind of a robotic way.
And we're
going to
start counting now. We're going to
that's kind of scary.
You know, come on.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Interesting discussion. It is time for our top 10, and I want to see if you know who the longest serving U.S. senator is.
Oh,
I'm going to give you a big hint right at the front.
She got false teeth?
That person is still involved in, you would make a joke about me, but in your tenure. Okay. All right, here we go. Number 10, Chuck Grassley. He's still serving.
Okay.
He's been in 39 years and 9 months. That's pretty good. That's a long time. Number 9, Ted Stevens of Alaska. He's no longer in, but he was in for 40 years and 10 days. Number 8, John Stennis of Mississippi. He was in for 41 years and 1 month. He started in the 40s and ended up just under in 1989. All right, seven. Carl Hayden, Arizona Democrat, 41 years and 10 months. Number six. Orrin Hatch, have you heard of him?
Yes.
Utah, he served for 42 years even. Mm. Wow, number five. Patrick Leahy. Remember him?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, Vermont. Democrat. He served for 45 years, 9 months, and 24 days. He was around from like 19... He's still there. What am I talking about? Yeah, he's still there. Okay, he's still there. He started in January of 1975, and he's still there. Mm. All right, number four. Ted Kennedy. He was in there from Massachusetts for... 46 years, 9 months, Ted Kennedy. Number three. Do you remember Strom Thurmond?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, Strom Thurmond, he was a Democrat from South Carolina. That was back when you had the Blue Dog Democrats. He was the bluest of the Blue Dog Democrats. He served from 1956 to 2003, 47 years, 5 months, and 8 days. They were actually wheeling him in at the end.
Really?
Literally, to get his vote. To get his vote. He was drooling the whole bit.
Great.
He was 92 or 93 years old, and he died, I think he died in office. Okay, number two. Ed, do you remember Daniel Inouye, the Hawaiian senator by any chance?
No.
He had one arm. He fought in World War II and lost one of his arms. 49 years. 11 months and 15 days from 1963 to 2012. Okay. Let's see. I can give you another real big hint, but I don't know if I should. It's a man. He's no longer alive, but you'll remember him, I think. And he was a member of a, let's put it like this, a white group.
God, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, here we go. Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd was a Ku Klux Klansman.
Really?
He was a Democrat. He served from 1959 to 2010. Joe Biden eulogized him when he died. Joe Biden
eulogized him when he died.
But Robert Byrd was a grand wizard.
Wow.
So don't let Biden fool you. All right.
Thanks. Doesn't fool me.
Thanks so much, everybody. We will be back on Friday. And drive safely. Don't get the virus. And remember, freedom works. Someone's playing.